Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I know it's a busy time of the year. School's out, but the library stays open, and I know you get a lot of kids coming in during the summertime, don't you?
Well, we are offering two different programs for kids this summer, one for age 4 to 4th grade, and another for teens that is for 5th through 12th grade. And so we try to offer a variety of different activities. So each week we have something going on at the library. Some of the activities are for both of them at the same time. Like this week, we are having a sock animal class. Did you ever have a sock monkey that maybe your grandmother or someone made for you?
I do, Paul? Yeah, I do remember them. Yeah, you put your sock on and make it like a puppet, right?
Yes, okay. And you should see, if you check our Facebook page or our website, we've got some pictures of some incredible different animals. And so we are going to be using socks as well as some other materials to make all sorts of different kind of puppets and animals and things like that. And so we still have some vacancies, and that will be on Thursday, the 20th. Of June at 4:30 in the afternoon. And so all kids are invited to participate. If you have a younger child that's like age to fourth grade, we are saying that we really recommend an adult be with them because of the sewing, and there's some different cutting things too that we always are concerned about. So keep that in mind. If you are going to be signing up or if you are already registered for that event. And like I said, Paul, every week we do something different for kids and teens. And then we also have some of our adult activities on Wednesday, the 19th, as well as on the 26th. We will have Wednesday night coloring from 5 to 7 p.m. And so that is something we offer every Wednesday night throughout the year. From 5 to 7, you just come on down. All the supplies are provided. It's just a relaxing evening of coloring for adults. We also have Steve Starrode here a couple times a month for June and July. In fact, Steve will be back on the 26th of June from 11 until 1. We have different hours for the summer for him. Because that just seems to work better. Mm-hmm. And so that's something else to think about. And we also still are offering our adult reading club or our coffee, cookies, and chat book club. And we are reading the book Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. Mm-hmm. And we are meeting on the 24th, so a week from, just next week, I should say, at 5 o'clock. And then we will be discussing that particular book. And then also coming up next week on the 26th at 5:30, we have an African music program. And if you're interested in that, I know Paul interviewed this particular group, you said it was
Siama,
really enjoyable.
Yeah. Siama and his wife, a really good interview, and they're pretty excited about coming out to the Appleton Public Library.
Yes.
Great music, different music. They call it fun music, and it makes you smile.
Well, I'm reading, their little, stuff, and mm-hmm. It says feel good sounds from the heart of Africa. Yep. I love that. Don't you love that? That feel good.
Yep. So. They said when you walk out of the library, you'll have a big smile on your face.
Well, I think that I do that all the time, though, Paul.
There you go.
Too funny. Anyway, so we have all sorts of things for kids. We've got different events for adults. Stop on down and check out what we have to offer here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. Well, let's move into what are people reading.
Well, there are some new books out, definitely. Elizabeth Gilbert has a new book out called The City of Girls. It's an 89-year-old Vivian Morris looks back at the direction her life took when she entered the 1940s New York theater scene. Kind of interesting. Searching for Sylvie Lee by Jean Wach, an immigrant Chinese family's secrets emerge as Amy looks for her older sister who vanished after flying to the Netherlands. Also, Jane Green has a new book out called The Friends We Keep. It's a 30th reunion between three college friends, and it reveals shattered hopes and a very dark secret. So lots of dark secrets this summer, it seems, in the new books. Then also for nonfiction, we've got Siege by Michael Wolff. the author of Fire and Fury weaves the story of the second year of the Trump White House. Also, The Conservative Sensibility by George F. Will, the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist, describes what he considers to be threats to conservatism. Boy, I better not say that fast too many times. Yep. And then Every Man a Hero by Ray Lambert and Jim DeFelice is a firsthand account of two brothers who served in the Army during D-Day. So lots of new things. We always are getting new items every single week. And so if you're looking for a special book or you just want something to read because it's escape summertime, stop on down. We love to make recommendations.
That's right. And as we mention all the time, the library is more than books. And you got a lot of activities going on. Plus, there's local newspapers. And what else, Cindy?
Oh, well, like you said, we've got magazines, newspapers, books on CD that you can listen to, DVDs that you can check out and watch. There's just an incredible amount of materials that we have here. Plus, we've got digital content. So the library is now open 24/7. So you take your library card, you go onto our website, and you can check out a digital book on your portable devices that you can either read or listen to. So it's kind of amazing all the different things that we have here at the library. Plus the services that we offer. We can scan to email documents for you. We air print from your portable devices that you bring in. I tell you, we just kind of almost do everything except for fly to the outer space. We're working on that, though, Paul.
Okay, good. All right. Well, Cindy, why don't you tell our listeners where you're located and when you're open?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Stop on down and check us out in person or visit us on the web at appletonpubliclibrary.mn.us, as well as friend us on Facebook for all the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you soon then.
Sounds great. Have a great week, Paul.
Yeah, you too. There you go. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library Show.